What's up and welcome back to another Kind of Funny screencast live trailer reaction, this time to Jurassic World Dominion. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes and I'm joined by the Nitro Rifle himself, Andy Cortez.
I haven't watched the last three, Tim, so I'm in for a treat right here.
Last three? So when you say that, because I haven't seen the last one, but you haven't seen Jurassic Park 3?
Oh, wait. How many Chris Pratt ones they got?
This is the third.
They have two of them.
Oh, so I missed one.
Okay. So I'm with you. Okay.
I thought they put three in there somewhere, too. Because I watched the first Chris Pratt one. Yeah. I watched the first Chris Pratt one. I thought maybe they just rattled off like a mini trilogy in the middle. I've lost all of it.
They've just been promoting this movie for like 4 years.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, that's all.
So I missed one. I missed one then.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Next up, we have the big daddy himself, Greg Miller.
Have we already in-reviewed this? Is there an in-review for Jurassic Park yet?
We have not yet in-reviewed
Jurassic Park. That's fucking shocking. I would have told you for... You would have asked me ahead of time. I would have been like, yes. And I would have thought that I was on them. I definitely watched the most recent Jurassic World. I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I can't wait.
It has clones in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, spoilers, dude.
Because I remember Evolution. That was the first one with the Megalodon and all that shit. Yeah, great, Kevin. Funny. I remember the Jurassic World one. That was with the Megalodon, right? And was that the one where BD Wong was the bad guy, or was that the new one after that? Mm-hmm.
That was the new. That was sort of the soft.
What did they do after it?
The one afterward had nothing. They were like the island explodes.
Exploding, yeah.
And they have to get the dinosaurs off the island.
They were like surf.
Then they spend a lot of time in a mansion for the last like hour of it's just in a mansion. And you're like, why are they still in this mansion? And then at one point, Andy, shocker, all the dinosaurs fight for their right to go to college. They all become businessmen.
Wow.
Very productive members of society.
And that of course, is the producer/seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Tim, I'm excited that we're watching this finally. Finally, we're watching quality cinema here on Kind of Funny.
I can't wait to see this. I feel like the fact, normally going into a trailer review, I've seen the other iterations of the franchise. So I love that like, me and Andy are like jumping ahead a little bit. Who the fuck knows where we're starting? But Kevin, hit play, please. And unmute that, please. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oof. Look at that thing bounce around in their head. I didn't think it would do that. I thought it was like a bone.
Yo, they got horses with dinosaurs.
This is absurd. This is like a thing he does. He rides with dinosaurs.
Why is he always touching them and talking to them?
Wouldn't you?
They're his friends.
They're my only friends.
That dinosaur must be so cold.
Is that the noise it made?
I don't think so.
What part of its body did that come out of?
It's a baby raptor.
It's a baby blue. It's a baby blue. Life. Remember blue from the first one, guys?
Mm-hmm. I did.
And maybe the second one.
Life will find a way is what they're saying. They're whispering. I didn't realize they've been whispering this whole time.
Oh, that's cool as hell.
Keep her here forever.
If they find her, we're never going to see her again. We got to protect her. That's our job.
Humans and dinosaurs can't coexist.
Oh, there's your boy, Greg.
Megalodon. Oh my god, it's a goddamn Megalodon.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Alan Grant.
Stupid.
Her hair looks fantastic for being on an archaeological dig.
Catch up now, did you?
You coming or what?
Yeah, he's coming.
Hell yeah. Dear. We're calling it right now. He gets eaten by a megalodon to save a kid.
I love the horses and dinosaurs.
Extinction of our species.
Do not love the feathers.
We not only lack dominion over nature.
Yeah, BD Wong.
We're subordinate to it.
Oh man, fucking Fast and Furious.
Yeah, exactly. A little Aquaman in there too.
Oh no! We don't need the feathers.
Sullying my dino experience. Holy shit. Holy fuck.
Suddenly it's 007 here.
That's another plane,
I love
right?
it.
Not exactly.
That's no plane.
Just massive.
The pterodactyl.
He's back!
Don't move.
Oh, God.
Bigger. Why do they always have to go bigger?
Ugh. The Jurassic World cinematic world. What a ridiculous thing.
Hell yeah, Andy Cortez, what did you think about that?
I just wish they didn't try to go so serious with it. I wish they tried to go more stupid so that we could laugh with its stupidity, but they're trying to be really, they're trying to change lives here. And I just like, you gotta back off. Like, it's gonna be goofy. A lot of these sequences look silly as hell. These crazy action sequences, velociraptors chasing dudes on motorcycles in the middle of an Uncharted movie. This looks buck wild. And I'm going to try to go into this thinking that this movie is going to be stupid as hell, because it will be. So don't expect anything really, like, there's not going to be great dialogue or awesome character moments. It's going to be a shit show. Let's expect a shit show.
Greg Miller.
I'm watching the trailer now over here on mute for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all can't fucking for a second convince me that this isn't some prank being pulled on me, where this is like got blinked. This is Mandela effect. Overnight, everybody else had this information uploaded to their head. I've never seen this trailer. I've never seen a frame of this movie.
Of the last one, the one that came prior.
Fallen Kingdom. Right, Fallen Kingdom.
You're crazy. How did
they're drinking? They're drinking beers in a bar right now. I got a baby.
But Greg, you remember the trailer? The kid would scream at the end of the trailer, and it's always like it was such a dumb screen.
It was a bad screen.
Greg, yeah, there was like a part of me that was in my mind. There was a part of me that was expecting to see the sequence where they're running down the mountain and the explosions are happening in this trailer. But that's the last movie, right?
Yes. That's the one where they get in the balls. Damn. They're in the little balls.
They have to
go off of the side of the trailer.
Goldblum's in the movie I'm watching, Fallen Kingdom.
Goldblum's in Fallen Kingdom for like a second. They got him for like a cameo. And the idea, interestingly enough, the idea behind this movie is a little bit more fascinating, because the second one kind of really broke open the world. As you're seeing here, we're not spoilers. We're seeing dinosaurs in a lot of different locales.
Sure,
we're no longer locked.
We live alongside them now.
Exactly.
Outside the park.
So that's why it's kind of interesting that they're going here, because they're like, well, we can't really make a sixth movie in the Jurassic Park anymore. We have to take this out. And then minor spoilers, huge spoilers for the last one, but obviously we're seeing it here. It's like the dinosaurs no longer are contained on just the island. So it's cool to see how we are now going to deal with pterodactyls flying around with planes and things like that. And I don't know, but my question is, what's the main thrust of the story here? Because it was such a unique, like the one of the reasons why I didn't like the last one was because they were like, oh, we have to go back to the island and save the dinosaurs because the island's going to explode and these things that tried to kill us, we now owe them.
Why help?
Right. Well, but because we made them, right?
We and brought that, them that was into this
interesting
world,
moral conundrum of like, we made these things. Should we let them die or do we owe them something as their creators? And they are animals and they're sentient beings. But then after like 15 minutes, the island explodes. You're like, what are we going to do now? And 2.5 hours later, we're like, we're still in this mansion. Yeah. We're in this old mansion. It's a weird, really weird thing. But the idea was like that whole movie was like it was to bridge the gap between getting them off the island and introducing the fact that now dinosaurs are roaming free on the Earth, which we're seeing here on this frozen tundra in America. Yeah, well, I mean,
Greg,
presumably they're going to migrate.
Dinosaurs just roam free in America?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta watch Fallen Kingdom.
That's Montana. That's Montana right there, Greg. Hey, Greg, sorry, what did you
D-list state? D-list state.
Andy, I'll table your question. Thank you very much.
I was gonna say, what would you think of the movie? We didn't
even
ask.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a great story. That'd be a great conversation to have. Instead, I want to ask Tim, should I watch this or are we gonna eventually in review this?
No, we already announced we're doing in review
for this. Neat!
Am I
on it?
You are on it, Greg. Yeah.
Oh shit, I will watch it then. I'm sorry, back to Andy Cortez, the best hair in the business here. Like, I thought this trailer looked like dumb fun. You know what I mean? Like, it looks, I think it looks enjoyable for sure. I still don't understand, and I'm not trying to be that guy. I don't understand how it's the year of our Lord, 2022. Yes, I had to look at what the year was, and how the dinosaur CG looks worse than it did.
It's bad.
And I know, like, God, Jurassic Park, what a fucking motion picture. Looks so good. And I know so much of it's practical effects, right? But God damn it, it still looks good to this day. I watched it not too long ago, I feel like. And I think that, anyways, this looks neat. It looks fun. It looks enjoyable. I hate that they're doing this again here with Sam, Laura Dern, where it's like, I remember when they showed him in what?
Jurassic 3.
Park 3, right? And they were broken up there. So I know here they're broken up. We're just doing the same things over and over again to reunite people.
I'm pretty sure Jurassic Park 2 and 3 have been like scrubbed out of existence. Yeah. I believe Jurassic Park or Jurassic World takes place after 1. Not
really?
After.
I don't think that's right.
I don't
think
know.
So. Because
I don't remember that.
In Jurassic World, the park has been open and operational for like 20 years. And
yeah, it looks like you're wrong.
That's really, I'm wrong. Really?
Yeah, because remember Jurassic World 2 was like on a different island. It wasn't Nublar. It was yeah, something else.
Yeah, it was the one they were making.
Isla Sorna.
Yeah, it was where they were making all the dinosaurs.
All canon. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is interesting. Like, so I have had zero eyes on this franchise at all, and so seeing I had up until today, I had no idea Sam Neill and Laura Dern were coming back to this, and it makes me so happy. But it's also going to be just an utter shit show. There are far too many good characters in this to write anything fascinating for them all to do. But
they're gonna get eaten and fight dinosaurs. That's the thing.
None of these characters are dying. None of these characters are dying by dinosaurs.
You don't think any of them are gonna die this time around?
You tell me what kind of dinosaur you think could take down Jeff Goldblum? You tell me.
They're saying the epic conclusion, like the fact that they're dropping that shit, which I don't believe.
This is when you get to the end. You get to the end and you hit the big red button. You're like, we all know that these people aren't gonna live. With all due respect to Jeff Goldblum, you're not immortal. You know what I mean? You're going to die eventually, so why not just kill him in this thing? Because next time they reboot Jurassic World, the thing will be, oh, man, we brought back Chris Pratt. Bryce Dallas Howard's here.
This is not going to be Force Awakens. They're trying to Force Awakens this. They're trying to Han and Leia, Laura Dern, and Sam Neill. It's not going to work out here. My question is, why don't other movies do dinosaurs?
It's a good question.
Why does Jurassic Park have Dominion? Why do they have dominion over the dinos, Tim?
How many stories are there with dinosaurs to be told?
Every other movie has like dragons and all sorts of stuff from fantasy. Why don't we ever have anything else with dinos?
We had the hit sitcom in the 80s and 90s, Dinosaurs.
Yeah, in Land Before Time, the animated movie. We have dinosaurs out there in pop culture. Barney. Yeah.
Barney.
But it's like, yeah, like I think just about every great dinosaur story has been told. That's why you got to hang it up. And meanwhile, you stupid fantasy dorks like you, Andy, just keep eating the same recycled garbage over and over again. Mm-hmm. Oh, this woman, there's
Ghostbusters Afterlife guy talking here.
At least we're keeping it in one line. That's Jurassic Park, all right? We keep it in one thing. You got fucking The Witcher over here. You got the Lord of the Rings over there. You got the Gollum over there. You got this. It's all the same shit happening left and right.
The Witcher.
Then I link it back. you're throwing so many things out there.
So I want to go frame by frame through this thing. But before we do that, let me tell you about our sponsors. All right, Cam, can we go to the beginning of this thing? So we could really get into the nitty gritty here. Because there's some cool shots in this. There's a lot of whatever stuff, but there's some stuff that's cool.
So this looks terrible. CG looks really bad.
It does look terrible.
And then
I
also,
love that they're with horses.
Well, yeah, you know, that's like
Cowboys is awesome.
Wait, I forget. Tim, have you seen the last one or no?
No.
There's always a moment in these movies where Chris Pratt rides something with dinosaurs. This is like a thing that's now the thing he does.
Well, I appreciate that it's now. I mean, it might have been before, but I appreciate it's a living creature. That's kind of cool. This is the melding of the minds between the old and the new.
It's a melding of the minds, absolutely. A meeting of like minds.
There it is.
Keep going, Kev. So this is interesting. The CG does not look great here. Again, I think if people are being overcritical, like, oh, no, you guys are analyzing this too much. We get it. This is going to be a big, dumb, fun movie. I'm not going into this thing. It's going to be impactful. It's just at what point will I get bored is the question. Will I get bored and at what point?
And you shouldn't get bored in a dinosaur stupid action movie.
But the last movie, I was like, what is happening?
That's unfortunate.
What the heck is going on?
I hope there's going to be plenty of laughs because we're laughing at it. Like, that's what I'm kind of hoping for at this point because I don't have a whole lot of hope.
Nick, that's a cool duster.
That's a cool duster, right?
Yeah, I like his look here. I like the Henley. I like the shacket, the duster.
Shacket. Yeah. Love you.
Here's what when I look at this movie, I think of two things. Number one, God, I wish they didn't make Independence Day the second one so bad. You know what I mean? Imagine if we were still in Independence Day. That'd be great. And then number two, I look at this Chris Pratt in this movie and I'm like, man, you know what I'd rather have is just more of him in the Tomorrow War. Give me the Tomorrow War again.
Greg. A man of taste.
I don't need
the
another.
The day after Tomorrow War.
Also, I look, and this is a great freeze frame right here. I don't like this dinosaur. Look at his face. That's a dinosaur clearly evolving into a person before our eyes. All right? Yeah. He's like half doomsday, half person, half dinosaur.
That's incredible.
And is it me or is the lighting really off on this shot where it's just like he... Like the
light seems like snow. He's dusty with snow.
It seems like it's sticking out a lot. It seems like I agree.
I would like to hear the audio of this scene one more time, please.
I don't like this specific dinosaur.
Something that you can see and touch.
Now, somewhere in the edit suite for the post house that did this trailer was like, we're gonna time this with a music cue. So it's like it really kind of melds the music, and then it just did not work, man. It's like they slowed it down, and there was like an error on export, and they're like, "Well, we'll just go with it."
So is this Blue with Baby Blue?
Yeah,
yeah, it's Blue, like baby, baby Blue.
Pretty cool.
Blue's like Clues, that. Dude.
So these dinos be fucking.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. They're laying apparently all over the United States of America.
Well, yeah. Since the first one, remember?
They're laying that reptilian rod.
Tim, what the hell else are they gonna do? You can only hunt for like 2 hours a day before you get tired. Then you want to get your.
You like the Universal logo with the sap, huh?
That's cool.
It's so cool. It's so incredibly cool. Like this is the type of I love unique title treatments, and like this fits real nice. I love that they tie this into the Jurassic World or the Jurassic Park logo at the end too.
Very cool. I'm gonna. Don't worry, Blue. Like you already know her. Don't do this again.
Pretty that reminds me. Is Chris Nick? Spoilers for the Jurassic Park identity. Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. They a thing. They an item. They a couple.
No, I think they kind of dated, but I believe yeah, the last one starts with them having broken up and her having to come back to convince him to come help go back to the island.
Another thing I'm not happy about when I watch this movie is that just the Tremors series didn't get enough respect.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, the Tremors series, Greg, disrespected itself right around Tremors 2.
When it started. No.
Yes.
Tremors 2.
It was 3 with the farters.
Right? Yeah, Tremors 2 is the one where they made the little guys that came out of you, right?
Yeah, that was
they,
cool. Like,
they would fart over. That was cool.
That was weird. No, that wasn't farting. They were just the ones that burrowed out of you. Then they start farting in 3, maybe.
Well, part 2 is the
one. Yeah, 3 is the ones that ass blasters, right?
Part 2 is the one where they had night vision. Like, yeah, or that you would freeze yourself. You would freeze yourself, and they would sneak into the little shack.
God bless Michael Gross is all I'm going to say. Back to this one. I'm sorry. There you got a Megalodon by the boat.
Greg.
I feel we should commit to Tremors in review.
No,
I agree.
I'm out.
Thank you.
Get some out. Of those are like worse than YouTube
movies. You watch the worst movies possible every night for enjoyment.
Here's what I'll say. We do Tremors in review. I'll trade you that for Joe Dirt in review. We got to watch Joe Dirt 1 and Joe Dirt 2. Both of them.
Laura Dern's hair is fantastic.
Laura Dern, I mean, come on, man. You kidding me right now? Pretty Little Lies. Laura Dern.
How could anyone on the planet hate Laura Dern? How could anyone ever hate Laura Dern?
I heard
I think she's underrated, honestly. I think she's having a renaissance right now, and I'm pretty appreciative of it. I think the pandemic might have slowed it down a bit, but I think once we get this going, she's
badass. She's a badass.
Click play, wouldn't
it? A lot of.
Also, my other thing is Year of Our Lord 2022. Why does green screen still look so bad as a background? Next frame when we see Laura Dern. Next frame when we see Laura Dern, the one when you don't like this. Just like clearly you're not. You know what I mean? Like, come on. How are we still there?
This false lighting.
Pulls me out. She is not there for sure. Not there, Kevin. Yeah, that is definitely a green screen. Sure. And that is a light on her right there.
Let's see if she walks out.
Maybe
into
it's an
it.
LED screen.
She turns and bumps into it. You know what I mean?
Sam Neill, great head of hair too.
Sam Neill, what a head. Andy. What did he do? Did he just retire? Because I don't see him do much anymore.
He's still done some stuff. He did a great movie called Hunt for the Wilder People. He's done these movies.
Was he in Hunt for the Wilder People?
Yeah. Remember, he was the...
Is he the guy?
The guy that's like living out in the world. And the kid
Is this Jeff Goldblum's daughter?
Oh,
maybe.
I remember her from the San Diego.
A lot of people don't know if that's canon or not still.
It is canon, apparently.
This shot is really fucking cool. Like, this reminds me of, like, classic shot. Jurassic Park stuff, which we're not getting much of in this world. We're getting more Mission Impossible than we are Jurassic Park, I think, in this trailer. But this is vintage shit. I like
it. Hold on, don't look up yet.
Let me ask you this question. Greg, if this was you, would you keep your head a half an inch below the waterline, or would you try to go a little bit lower?
You can't, like, push yourself down. You can't swim more. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying
to make noise, Nick.
Yeah. You can't be doing this shit the whole time. You got to just stop where you are. And remember, like, you can see, like, your head's not over the water. Remember, water has that thing where it does a... Kevin, you know this. I don't know the name of it. Yeah. It does, like, effect where you can't really tell the depth anymore.
It's, what is it called? It's got a name,
in the water.
Right? Some prism
it's
shit.
It's definitely got a name, yeah.
Refraction.
Oh, Andy.
Let's keep fast forward to this shit.
Oh, okay.
Love him. Hey, still good head of hair on him, too.
Good for him.
BD Wong. Is he in prison? What's going on with BD Wong here?
Look, I gotta say, in trouble. Can you pause here, Kev? This shit's stupid as hell. Seeing these dinosaurs in the real world jumping around is stupid as hell, but it's the type of stupid I'm kind of here for the sixth movie.
Aren't you sick of them being in a park with no stakes? That was what was exciting about two when they got loose in San Diego. Totally. Like, yeah, I want to see this T-Rex drink out of a pool. That's fucking neat.
And I feel like having not seen the last movie, I'm not sure how that all that worked out. But with Nick and
neat.
What Nick just said, it seems like it doesn't get there. I like that we're actually seeing like what it would look like if there were dinosaurs. Just they're out now. They're in the world.
I gotta they have to, right? This is cool. This is like a facility here where
I'm sure they're making more dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're making more dinosaurs.
Fuck this feathered bullshit.
That lady's eyes are crazy, right? That lady had crazy eyes.
This is a swarm of pterodactyls. What the heck was that back there?
Look at
that. It's the stances that they're in, Kevin. It's their their stances. They're kind of like prepping for battle. Like it just looks really weird.
What's going on there?
What are Bryce Dallas Howard? It's called sexual tension.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the locust?
They probably thought it's like the fly where they thought they were bringing back a dinosaur, but they brought back the bug that bit the dinosaur.
I can see that.
So it's not much like the fly, but you understand what I'm driving at.
It's just a giant mosquito that could burrow its face into a dinosaur skin.
That's terrible.
Yeah, because like you take this shot and it looks like it could be from any other movie but this movie.
Yeah. That's so true.
That'd be a fun one. You try to find somebody. Has Blessing watched it yet? You know, and get him here and get that frame. And like, we'll give you four frames. You have to identify the one that's not from Jurassic Park, and we find the dinosaur movie to put it in.
I like that's a fun little callback shot.
Of course.
Yeah, the glasses off. Yeah, but also like it's the idea that like these characters have become such cartoon superheroes that they still wear the same clothes. Like the fact that Jeff Goldblum still wears the all black with the same sort of tinted glasses, it's so weird. It's like the fact that Laura Dern is wearing a variation of her usual clothing from part one.
Andy, it's 30 years from now, Tim Geddes will be in a pair of jeans, an all black t-shirt, and a cool ass rad as fuck jacket.
That's it.
Yeah, Andy, a lot of people don't realize once you hit 40, you stop evolving your style.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's closer to 30 at some point. I haven't seen any 30-year-old change their shit. You
just don't need it anymore. But Tim Mike was trying to tell me, like, you know, baggy pants.
Mike wear a turtleneck. I take it all back.
That was really good, by the way. Nick, does this not look exactly like the 007 motorcycle chase scene?
Yeah, anytime you're gonna go through like a European city like this, or it does look like that. But
here's the thing, it doesn't look bad, though. Like, this looks like cool action.
Kevin, you're thinking
of a dinosaur on a motorcycle.
You're specifically talking about Fallout, where his feet are kind of like sliding on the street as he's trying to turn in that circle.
They're not Fallout. Exactly. Are you talking about Fallout? But no, this looks a lot like the beginning of The Last Bond, No Time to Die, when he's just going around those towns.
That's a good movie.
I was thinking Mission Impossible Fallout, my bad.
Great movie also.
No worries. It looks similar,
Andy,
though.
Let me tell you this, Andy. We could be talking about a hard-hitting drama, and if you bring it Fallout, I'd be like, absolutely, Andy. Great analog. Love that movie so much.
Yo, they just throw a lot here. Like, this whole section of the trailer is just kind of like shot, that I don't think we all needed, but I loved the final shot. Our boy is back. What's his name? What's that type of thing, Kev? With the...
Dilophosaurus?
Pterodactyl? Oh, yeah. Dilophosaurus?
I love you so much.
The spitting dinosaur, the one that spits in your face.
Got Newman. Uh-huh. You know what? And I know you're going to say, he's dead. What if they brought Newman back for this one, too? They went there. They found all these DNA. They're like, we're going to make more dinosaurs. Wait. Oh, shit. We made the bugs that bit the dinosaur, and we made the man that the dinosaurs bit.
What if it's just Newman, but they just keep referring to him as Wayne Knight? And he's like, oh, let's go with it. I don't care. Just the actor that played Newman.
Greg, I love the idea of them creating a human hunter that hunts down the dinosaur. That goes and bites all the dinosaurs.
We have to beat them with their own game.
In the next movie, Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill are in it because it's the crossover for 21 Jump Street you always wanted.
You see the in-gen Jeep, right, driving, right? And it's like, oh, shit, what's chasing him? Big T-Rex behind him. Oh, fuck, that's crazy. Big human behind the T-Rex.
Why do they always have to be bigger? Jurassic World.
So they're straight up trapping these motherfuckers. They got that fox out there. They put him as bait, and then they blew his ass up.
They didn't blow him up. I think that they caught him, right?
I want to say that's the
that was Blue, Baby Blue.
Actress from the other movie too. She was the girl in the other movie, I think. Is that right, Kevin?
Tim, who was?
This other actress, the younger actress in here that we're not seeing, that one right there. Is she from? Was she the kid in the other movie?
The last one?
I don't know. I remember is that in the first one, these two 8-year-old children learned how to re-engineer a vehicle and get it starting after it hadn't been turned on in a decade.
Who taught us how to fix cars? It was a cool moment, though. Remember when the Jeep comes out and it's like, oh, it's the Jeep from one.
That's when I was really mad. That's when I was like, this franchise is not going to do it for me. This movie is just not doing it for me right now.
This
is like going to be an interesting interview because I don't know if there will be an interview with this many movies where, like, one of them is good.
That is very true.
Maybe percentages-wise, we compare it to X-Men, where maybe 25% of them are good or something like that.
Look at this. This is the new and the old.
It's I don't know how I feel about them talking, like, jinxing themselves. I don't know if I like it or hate it. Let me know in the comments below what I feel about it.
Oh, when did they jinx them? I didn't even see it. Oh, right there. Gotcha.
Yeah, what did they say?
I missed that the first time.
Don't move.
Don't move. Or
you want to do the audio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give me some audio.
Oh, Transformers is pretty bad.
X-Men is really bad. Move.
Bigger. Why do they all... Don't move. Bigger.
Why nah, not funny. Didn't...
Yeah. Go bigger.
But then they hit the theme and you're like, man. Like,
all right, we're in, everybody. There we go. In theaters June 10th. We will be doing an interview. Greg Miller will be joining us.
Woo!
But let us know
this is one that I'm going to like the first one and then just fucking hate my life for the next 7 weeks.
I'll be so miserable.
But I'm like, why am I not? How many hours of video games did I waste to watch fucking William H. Macy? What a fucking dinosaur.
I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I wasn't expecting to believe.